When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, Badger fans, and welcome to another edition of Bucky's Fifth Podcast. As always, Tyler Hunt and Matt Bells, and today we have Drew with us as well to do our dream road trip college football podcast. If you guys remember last year, we did this podcast and episode as well. It was a lot of fun. I know you guys enjoyed it. There was a lot of comments on who won and what games you guys would go to, so we hope that same discourse comes back as well. Really, the rules are simple in this exercise. So each week, you're going to one college football game. You get to pick. Once you go and see those two teams play, you can no longer use either of those teams for the rest of the season. Athlon Sports does this podcast as well. We added one other little rule where you have to go to a group of five game, a G5 versus G5, just because like to have those other teams in the mix in the conversation as well. It makes it a little bit more challenging. I know we'll talk about it maybe at the end, kind of our processes of going through and how to figure out which games to work and where, because once you get rolling, it can be a little bit of a difficult exercise, but it is a lot of fun. Probably takes a little bit longer. I know yesterday when I was doing mine, it was like, man, I'm going on 40 minutes here of sitting trying to put this puzzle together of which game to go to, but it's always a lot of fun, and it makes the juices really start to get flowing for college football season. So we hope you guys enjoy it and let us know what your lists and weeks look like. We'll start with Matt. How are you this evening? Because we're recording a little later tonight.
I'm doing great. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this. I can sympathize with you. It took me a great deal of time trying to narrow in on what I wanted to do. I had some that I really wanted, and so I kind of stuck to those and tried to put the pieces together from there. But it is definitely a fun exercise. So if you do, in fact, go through and do this, let us know. Comment on our post. Let us know what you're thinking, because it is a lot of fun. It does take some time, though.
And Drew, how are you this evening?
I am excellent. I also took a long time figuring this out. I spent 2 days. I made a full list of all the games of each week I wanted to see. And then today I was going to go back and highlight which ones were my final choices. And then my older kid ate 3 coins today. And so we had to take her to the doctor.
Open pennies. Nice.
Yeah, she had 3 coins in there. Nothing was stuck in the esophagus. It was all in her stomach.
Oh, my God.
So it's all good.
There you go. Well, that's an understandable situation to take care of for sure. That was not what I was expecting. I kind of forgot. I saw that you tweeted about that as well, and I kind of forgot. And then I was like, oh, once you started saying it, that makes more sense. That was a very impressive thing to check out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, she keeps shaking her stomach and saying, I'm rich, which is, I think,
kids,
pretty
man.
Funny.
That is
weird.
That is funny. Not funny, but I'm glad that she's doing okay. And now, well, you don't sound as super panicked, so we can laugh
no,
about
she's
her
fine.
Now. Oh, man. That's kids will be kids. But, this should be a fun episode. I always enjoy doing this. It really kind of makes it feel like college football season is finally starting up. We're getting closer and closer to kickoff, and a lot of these games, I tell you, man, if I could actually go on this trip, just drop everything and go see these games, I certainly would, because it's a lot of fun, and college football is certainly going to be exciting this fall with all the fans back and the pageantry that makes the sport so great. So why don't we go ahead and get started with week zero. Not a ton of games in that week, but there was a few teams that you could certainly pick that maybe you would use later in the week. We'll start with you, Matt. Where did you go to your week zero game?
I picked two teams that there is a 0% chance that I would go visit either of them if it wasn't week zero, and that was Nebraska-Illinois, taking myself to dirty old Champaign and watching that, watching Burt, watching Frost. I think that's going to be a fun one to kick off Big Ten season, but also kick off where those two teams are at as they kind of try to figure out their lives in a lot of ways.
I like that pick. That's a good consideration. Drew, what about you?
Was that the game that was supposed to be in Ireland?
Yes, I believe so.
See, that would have been awesome, but going to Champagne, that sounds awful. I picked mine based solely on location, and I would go see Hawaii play at UCLA at the Rose Bowl because...
Yep. As I said, we can share a room if you want to, because that's where I'm going as well. Yeah, exactly. The Rose Bowl is a great place to watch it. Hawaii and UCLA, probably not the most entertaining game we'll see throughout the season, but certainly a fun one. Certainly worst places to watch a game, and I think the Rose Bowl is a good place to start this road trip in week zero. So far, those were the two that I had listed. Hawaii at UCLA, as well as Illinois and Nebraska. So we are off to a similar start in the thought process there. Week one, we move into this week. Of course, the opening Labor Day weekend of college football. We've got a few games, a good amount of games, but I think one really stood out to me. We'll let Drew go first on this one. Where are you headed in your week one game?
I am. Four games down under week one that I would be interested in. But I think the game that thankfully I get to go first. I think Georgia Clemson and Charlotte is just going to be a real barn burner of two teams who think they should be in the playoff this year. And I don't know, one might get almost knocked out after their first game.
I like that pick. Matt, what about yourself?
Yeah, Drew, we're heading there together. Other man, you grab the beer, I'll drive. I think Panthers Stadium there, like Charlotte, Clemson, Georgia, two teams who are probably going to start off in the top five. I think that was one that I know for me personally, I had circled as one that I wanted to make sure that was that in mind. I fit it in no matter what. There was a couple other good games, like obviously the opener against with Wisconsin, Alabama, Miami, Indiana, Iowa are all great and all, but for really Georgia Clemson, that's a college football playoff type game that I think everybody's probably lining up for. I think tickets were going last I looked for like $300 a pop.
So do you guys want to get an Airbnb, or are we thinking a roll away in a hotel room? Because I will be joining you as well for that one. I think
we should get a camper.
That game is one. Especially when you do this exercise, I know last year I struggled with Clemson as well. They don't play a ton of marquee games, so if you want to see Clemson in a competitive one, this one seemed to make the most sense. So I think I'm right there with you. We'll all three be in Charlotte for that opener with, two top five teams coming into the season, likely both going to be competing for a playoff spot. So it's hard to get much better than that out of the gate.
If we wanted to get real spicy, we could spend Thursday night in Orlando for Boise State, Central Florida.
I think.
Well, I really wanted that, but I looked at like the actual distance, and it's pretty far. And I was trying to figure it out. I was like, man, I'm gonna make some. I did some like Friday Saturdays that were pretty dicey, and that one I was like, oh, that's like 6 hours away.
Yeah, those I couldn't remember where that – I should have looked. I couldn't remember where that – I assumed it was in Atlanta just because Georgia and Clemson, but then I realized it was in Charlotte a little bit later. But, yeah, there is definitely a few games you could get to. These weekday games are always fun little exercise to try and plug in as well and see if you could maybe make the most out of your week. If you got no work and no responsibilities, you might as well see as much college football as possible. But shall we move on to week two? Because I'm wondering, this was a game the week I had a lot of games circled, but in the end, I had to go with this one. So I'll lead off, and then we'll kick it to Matt and then to you, Drew. I'm going to go and be in Columbus for Oregon and Ohio State. I really wanted to – I know I picked this game last year as well when they're supposed to be in Eugene, because I've heard Autzen Stadium is an incredible place to watch a game. But this week just felt like a game that I really wanted to see. Ohio State maybe with a little bit more question marks this year versus last year. Oregon also with some question marks with Tyler Shough off to Texas Tech as their starting quarterback. So it should be a fun top 25 matchup in week two. I'll sign up for that every day.
I like that.
Where are you headed in your week two, Matt?
So I definitely zigged. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of really good games. That was one that I put down. Iowa State is really good one. I think that's going to be phenomenal next year. And then you look at like the Holy War with Utah, BYU. I think that was a good one. But I actually went way off the grid. And part of this was you got to fit together the puzzle and, you know, pass on a couple weeks. But I think this one is all about the tailgating. And so I went Pittsburgh at Tennessee. At Neyland Stadium, Knoxville, I've only heard amazing things. That stadium is colossal, but they have boat tailgating, you know, Vol Navy. I've only heard that it's fun as hell. So I think that was one that I was like, I want to get to Tennessee in some way, shape, or form. And so that was a game that I had both Oregon and Ohio State later on, all those other teams later on, and so I kind of just piecemealed it together and threw that game in there.
Sneaky good pick. I like that one. Drew, what about yourself?
Oregon and Ohio State's obviously a great game. Elastico, Iowa, and Iowa State should be actually really enjoyable this year. But I have an interesting game that I wanted to see, much like Matt, a little bit off the grid. I want to go to Kansas at Coastal Carolina because Coastal Carolina, I think, if they win this game, will now have beaten Kansas 3 years in a row.
That sounds right.
That's amazing.
I just want to see if Kansas can actually beat a team much better than them that you probably hadn't heard of before last year.
Yeah, I remember that game last year with Coastal and Kansas, and I think actually Kansas was a favorite in that game, and it got to be a rout pretty fast. And then Coastal went into full dynasty mode and just was winning week after week, of course, in that wild college football season. So another off-the-grid pick, but I like that choice as well. I did not expect to hear either of those games with such a stacked week there, so I like the intrigue of being a little different in this week, too. So that takes us to week three, another good week of games. There's a couple that, you know, I know week three has Auburn at Penn State, not a game you see all the time. Oklahoma State at Boise State, Bama at Florida. So a lot of intriguing picks here. We'll start with you, Drew. Where did you head for your week three game?
I want to go see Cincinnati play at Indiana. I think Cincinnati is one of those G5 teams who think they should be like part of the Power Six or whatever, and they should be, you know, a top 15 team next year. And then Indiana played so well last year, and they've been recruiting well. They've got exciting players. They've got Penix back. And I think the Hoosier fans will be real excited, and that should be one of their biggest games in years. And so that's where I want to go.
Yeah, I like that one, too. That was one that I had written down that I forgot to mention. Matt, what about you? Where are you heading for week three?
I'm not going to visit the race for 9-win Indiana, but I will go to Florida for Alabama at Florida in the swamp. I think just I wanted to get to Florida for a game and having Alabama, I don't need to go to Bryant-Denny Stadium. Alabama wins pretty much all their games at home, so I want to see them in a raucous environment. Florida's supposed to be a top 15 team. They got a new quarterback. Alabama's got a new quarterback. Emory Jones, Bryce Young. I think that's a really spicy matchup. That was one of the ones that I had circled that I wanted to make sure happened. So that was where I ended up for week three.
Yeah, I'll be joining you at that one. It's that SEC West-East crossover. You don't always see these two. So Alabama going to the Swamp doesn't happen all that much. So I think it was probably, you know, Alabama had a couple games that you circled where you could see them. I think this one was definitely up there towards the top. So I'll be joining you in Gainesville for that week three matchup. Should be a lot of fun and a lot of intrigue, like you said, with both of those new and up-and-coming quarterbacks. A lot of good storylines will be in that SEC East and West matchup for sure. All right, that moves us to week four. Maybe not as big of a week compared to the last couple, but still some sneaky good games in there. We'll go ahead and start with Matt on this one. Where did you head for your week four game?
Yeah, I went Notre Dame, Wisconsin. I was going to pick a Wisconsin game. Wisconsin's got a great schedule this year, so there's a lot of different games to choose from. But the pull to play Notre Dame, a game that you don't see very frequently. You've got the storylines galore with Jack Cohn being there. I just think that this is such a cool game. It's going to be at Soldier Field. Been there before, but I think this is going to take on a different level. So I'm going to that game. I'm actually going to it in real life, but I think that that's one that I also marked down that I went into this exercise. First thing I did was pick out which Wisconsin game I wanted to go to, and that was the one.
Drew, what about yourself?
Yeah, Matt nailed it. This is not only like the best Wisconsin game on the schedule, I think it was the best game of this week in the whole country. Like just looking, even if I wasn't a Wisconsin fan.
Yeah,
I have a bunch of friends in Chicago. A lot of them are going to the game. Like this one's a no-brainer.
Yeah, this one was actually this is where my schedule got a little. I would say caught up because I know I wanted to see Notre Dame and I had that game originally circled. I ended up pivoting to be able to fit some games in later in the week or later in the year. So unfortunately I won't be joining you guys in that one. I will be at that one in real life, but in this dream road trip scenario, I won't be able to go because I have to use Notre Dame and Wisconsin in separate weeks. Unfortunately, I think that will be a great game as well. I also, part of my decision making was I hate the neutral site, you know, pro stadium games. I like games on college stadiums, like that opener with Georgia and Clemson. If that was in one of their home stadiums, I think it'd be a lot cooler. I think it'd be pretty cool if it was in, you know, Camp Randall or South Bend, but big fan bases like that you have to accommodate to. So I get the Soldier Field aspect, but that was part of the reason why I decided to go against it. I ended up this was kind of a filler game for me. Texas Tech at Texas. I wanted to get to a game in Austin, and I had to save some other teams for later in the season, so I ended up going there. Maybe, should be – those two teams are always competitive and always turns into a good game. So you guys have fun in Chicago. I'll be down in Austin and eating some barbecue, drinking some beers, and maybe listening to some music.
Hey, it could be a lot worse, man.
Yeah, all right. That sounds fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that moves us to week five, and this was part of the reason that messed up my Wisconsin-Notre Dame game is I ended up going to the week five Cincinnati at Notre Dame game. The Cincy and Notre Dame and Wisconsin were three teams that I wanted to see. They had some really good games in similar weeks, which made it a little bit tough. So that's why I kind of went different on week four so I could see Notre Dame at home in week five. I just think that would be a good game. Cincinnati gets a really strong road test to go into a ruckus environment and try and prove themselves. So I think that one will be really intriguing to go there. So where did you head for your week five game, Drew?
Going to Death Valley, see Auburn play LSU. Just a classic SEC West showdown with, you know, the great tailgating. I met some LSU fans before when they came up to Green Bay. And, like, they're just such a cool group of people that going down there. And I just got a new home field apparel LSU shirt. Like, I'm ready to go down there.
Are you wearing that shirt right now?
No, I am not.
I am.
There you go.
I was going to ask you guys at the start if either of you were wearing one of your new home field apparel shirts, because I saw you tweeted that you got the purple LSU one as well, and I looked down and I was wearing it, and I was like, oh, man, I wonder if either of those two are wearing one right now. But a little off topic, but I had to ask.
No, I'm not wearing one right now, but I have definitely heavily involved the new home field stuff into the rotation, that's for sure.
Where'd you head for your week, what are we on, week five?
Yeah, Drew, keep that camper rolling, man. We're going to Baton Rouge together. We're going to just pop in right from Chicago, just roll on down. I think we can hit up New Orleans and then just pop right on over to Baton Rouge and have a great time.
That sounds like a good plan. I'm a little bit envious of you guys that I'm not joining you for this two-week buddy trip that you guys are on.
I've only heard amazing things about going to LSU tailgates, so I think that was one that I wanted to make sure an LSU game was at home.
Yeah, I think that's great logic. That's what that's definitely a bucket list place that I think most college football fans want to get to, so... I had a similar thinking for a little bit later, just to tease you guys a little bit on which Baton Rouge game I'll be hitting up. But that moves us now to week six. This week was a really tough one for me because there's three really good games there, and they're really quality matchups where you could burn two really good teams early. So I ended up not going there. So we'll start with Drew. Where were you at for your week six game?
So I think OU Texas would be fun at the Texas State Fair, but I actually went out west for Utah at Southern Cal. Those should probably be the top two teams in the Pac-12 South, and the winner of that game will probably end up in the Pac-12 championship game. And another excuse to get to Los Angeles is never a bad thing, especially as the weather starts getting a little bit cooler around here.
Matt, what about yourself?
Yeah, that one was one in consideration. I mean, this is a sneaky good week mm-hmm. when you look at the schedule. You've got so many good games. I did a doubleheader here. They're really not that close, but this was one where I really wanted to see Cincinnati in some way, shape, or form, and I wanted to see them at Nippert, which is, you know, electric environment for the G5. So I'm first on Friday going to see Temple at Cincinnati. It'll probably be a bloodbath, but I think that'll be a lot of fun to be there. And then I'm sticking in the Midwest, and I'm going to see Penn State at Iowa. I despise the Hawkeyes, but I will say right now, Kinnick, Iowa City, they know how to do it. Been there multiple times, have gotten lost drunkenly multiple times, had a blast. So I've enjoyed every Badger game I've been there. So that's one where I was like, I'm going to go to Iowa City anytime I can when it comes to a Badger game. So I'm going to go there when I can see Penn State in Iowa City. So I think that's a nice doubleheader there for me.
Yeah, that's a great pick. And I like the idea of getting to Iowa City for a game for sure. I'm going to be joining Drew out west in Los Angeles for Utah at USC. When I originally went through, I think, you know, Red River always sounds like a great game, Oklahoma, Texas. But in order to make my schedule work, I had to save both of those teams for a later contest. So that one was a challenging one. But Utah and USC should be a great Pac-12 South showdown. So I think we'll have fun in Los Angeles while Matt bounces around the Midwest a little bit. All right, that moves us to week seven now. This one was another up. There's some good games on here, maybe not the same caliber as week six, but still plenty to get to. This one was a little bit challenging for me trying to, again, once you get into this later, the second half of the season, it makes it a little bit tough. So I'll go ahead and lead this one off. I went to Miami at North Carolina in Chapel Hill. I think a De'Arik King, Sam Howell shootout back and forth should be a lot of fun. There were some other good games this week, but I think the only way for me, I'm not a big ACC football guy, so this was probably the best matchup where you could see a team like North Carolina and Miami that at least going against each other, a little bit of fun. So that's where I ended up. We'll go ahead and kick it to – we'll go to Matt next. Where were you in week seven?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I think that's that's the game for me. I think that really that should be such a fun game. That was one that I had circled on my schedule. So I'm definitely with you fully. I think we can get a little ACC postal on everybody, and I think that'd be fun.
Drew, what about you?
Before I do mine, I looked it up, and yeah, Coastal Carolina is on a 2-game winning streak over Kansas. They've beaten them in Lawrence in 2020 and 2019. So this year it's finally at Coastal Carolina, and I'm excited. Anyway, my game, I'm going to do a quick turnaround from L.A., and I'm going to spend Tuesday night in Louisiana, where App State is at Louisiana for a Sun Belt showdown. Those are two of the best teams in that conference, and they'll probably be two teams that are flirting with the top 25 all season, and I just think it'll be a real underrated game that will end up being very exciting.
Yeah, that game should be sneaky good. That Sun Belt Conference has got four good teams in it this year that could be quality games when they square off if you can make it work in your schedule. So I like that pick a lot. And that moves us into Week 8, which I'll say it right now. Week 8 for me was, when I went through the first time, one of the most difficult ones. I ended up making it work. But we'll go ahead and start with you, Drew. Where were you for Week 8? Because I know this was a week that made my schedule have a lot of havoc in it.
Yeah, I actually had two games picked out that I've already used teams for. So I think what I'll do is I'll go to Illinois at Penn State and maybe stop by home real quick, say hi to my parents and my sister, and then drive out to the State College to watch Burt take on the Nittany Lions. It's a real fun time. If you guys have never been to Penn State, like the tailgating there is so different than Madison because Beaver Stadium's in like the surrounded by fields. So it's just as far as the eye can see, cars and campers, and everybody just tailgates there. It's super fun, despite being surrounded by like Eagles and Steelers fans.
That does sound like a fun time. That was one of the places I wanted to get to on my trip as well. Matt, where are you at for your Week 8?
So I was in Chapel Hill with you, Tyler, Week 7 for Miami, North Carolina, and I'm going to stick in North Carolina for the Wednesday game. Coastal Carolina at App State.
Oh, yeah, good one.
I think that is, like, that is Fun Belt to the max. I'm really excited about that game. And then to round out, because hey, it's a full week of college football, I went Week 8, I doubled it up, and this was one that's probably not going to be that great of a game, but just I wanted to go to Kyle Field. I wanted to go to College Station. So South Carolina at Texas A&M. A&M should be really good this year if they can figure out things at quarterback. So I figured that would be one to just add in. I would be perfectly content just going to Coastal versus App. But I figured, hey, I'm going to have Saturday. I might as well add in going to Kyle Field. I heard tailgating there is a lot of fun. The atmosphere is electric. So that was my doubleheader that I threw in there just because I figured I might as well stay in North Carolina.
I like your thinking there. I join you. So we can road trip together. We can carpool from Chapel Hill over to Boone, North Carolina, because that's where I'll be as well for my G5 versus G5. And then I also – so you'll split and go to Kyle Field. I'll go meet up with Drew. We'll attend Illinois at Penn State together that Saturday because that was my double dipper. I think I had to – Week 8, like I said, it threw me a lot of curveballs, and then I saw the Coastal App State game. And I was like, oh, boom, right there, figured it out. And then a little dessert, Illinois at Penn State, and you do some tailgating that Saturday. Never hurts. So I think we were all kind of in the same wavelength trying to figure out how are we going to piece that week together? Because that one was a tough one for sure.
That one was not easy.
No, that one made me do double takes. The first time I went through it, I just left it blank. So I was like, nothing jumps off the page for me on that week. But we ended up figuring it out. And that takes us to Week 9. This would be the Halloween weekend. So a lot of good games, a lot of good places you could see some football and get yourself into some trouble that Halloween weekend. We'll start off with you, Matt. Where did you head in Week 9?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, the slate this weekend is so good, and I just couldn't piece it together to be where I wanted to be. So it was kind of tough. Basically, the next 3 weeks, 9, 10, 11, are pretty mediocre for me. But I went ahead and I went to Waco, Texas, Texas at Baylor. And that was one that I figured, hey, it'd be a lot of fun. I get to stay in Texas for a little bit, for a week, and it just was hard to piece together some of the other games that I had wanted the other teams. Like Cocktail Party would have been great, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State. Like, there's so many good games, but at the same time, I had all of those teams figured out somewhere else in the grand scheme of things. So Texas Baylor is where I landed.
I like that. Drew, what about yourself?
Yeah, this came down to two games for me. One was Texas and Baylor. Then the game I ended up choosing was Michigan at Michigan State, because I think Halloween weekend in East Lansing is going to be more fun than at Baylor, and especially when you add in like the big rivalry game. And since Michigan lost to Michigan State last year, they'll be looking for revenge. And both teams are kind of trash, so the game should be fun.
I like that logic as well. For me, I had not used Wisconsin, and I know the schedule for Wisconsin's got some good games in it, but I'm just going to be there for the Big Ten West battle, Iowa at Wisconsin. Be home in Madison for Halloween weekend. It's always a good time. Worst places to be for sure. I also had Iowa State at West Virginia. To be in Morgantown would be a fun place to be on Halloween weekend, but I wanted to save Iowa State for a later week. So I'm going to go watch the classic. Possibly a punt battle between Iowa and Wisconsin, that great game that we're always used to seeing. So that was where I used our beloved Badgers in week 9. And that takes us to week 10, which is another, like you mentioned, Matt, a little bit of a challenging week depending on which teams you had left. We'll go ahead and start with you, Drew. Where were you at for your week 10 spot?
So I'm going to a game that's a really fierce rivalry that I didn't know was so fierce until a few years ago. I always thought they had other bigger rivals than each other. But Oregon at Washington is a big Pac-12 game, and those two fan bases just hate each other. And so I think it would be a super fun game to go to. And like going to a game at Tennessee, they've got sailgating at Washington. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that would be super fun to check out, too. I've never done that.
That sounds phenomenal. I like that pick a lot. That game would be a cool one to get to for sure. Matt, what about yourself?
Yeah, so that was one. That was actually the one I had penciled in first, but then I had to try to figure out, finagle some ways to get some other matchups in. So I am actually going to head to Tempe for USC, Arizona State. I've been to Tempe. I've been on Arizona State's campus before, and it is a lot of fun, a little too much fun, but I will tell you right now, I think that is a sneaky good game, depending upon how Arizona State does this year. I think USC is going to be pretty solid. So that was where I ended up. There's just so many good games that week, but just everything kind of, all the dominoes just kind of tripped away some of the other stuff.
Yeah, I think the first time through, that's the game that I had circled as well, but I used Utah and USC earlier in the year, so I couldn't attend that one. So I ended up going to be in Ann Arbor for Indiana at Michigan. Indiana, I think, is an intriguing team. They'll be fun to watch. I don't expect much from Michigan this year, but Ann Arbor is an all right place. I've been there once. I personally didn't love it all that much, but I know a lot of people enjoy it. And the Big House is certainly cool. They pack you in there like sardines, but should be a fun game, fun Big Ten battle in the Midwest at that time of year is always that crisp fall weather that we'll have. So it should be an intriguing matchup if Michigan keeps their head above water a little bit. So that's where I will be for week 10. And that takes us to week 11. This one, again, for me, not a ton of games circled. You mentioned the Washington aspect of it with last week, Drew. This is where I ended up using the Huskies, Arizona State at Washington, because I had already used Oregon early in this year, and Arizona State and Washington should be two pretty good teams. I know I was reading my Phil Steele magazine earlier today. He was ranting and raving about the Huskies and how good they're supposed to be. So I will go check them out, check out some sailgating in Seattle for week 11. Drew, where will you be heading?
I also struggled to find a good game this week that I wanted to go to. So I went for another G5 game, and Nevada at San Diego State. San Diego is obviously a cool city, and both of those teams have a pretty decent upside as far as being a top 40 or 50 team. I think, speaking of Phil Steele, I think he has Nevada almost in the top 25.
Yeah.
And Carson Strong is a real good player, quarterback for them. So I think that would be a fun game to check out.
What about you, Matt? Where are you at for week 11?
I really like that pick, Drew. I didn't go that route. I'm actually going Rolovich at in Eugene, so Washington State at Oregon. Kind of a letdown, but there was so many other games like in the next 2 weeks to make sure that they happened that I had to make some sacrifices. So it's probably not the best game in terms of the slate, but really I think just you have the coach factor with Rolovich. You've got a really good quarterback. They're going to throw it all over the yard. And I just like the atmosphere in Eugene. So I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I think anytime you can see from what I've heard, anytime you can see a game in Eugene, it's not a bad thing, no matter the opponent. So I totally see your logic in that one. Week 11, like you said, it was a little bit difficult when you tried to piece some of those games through, and so many teams have been used, and also you got two more weeks to get through that'll have some good games, which takes us to week 12, which was a sneaky good week as well. I know for me, this was one that I had to just get to. But we'll go ahead and start with you, Drew. Where are you going for your Week 12 game?
I had a bunch of games actually listed here for me. And I might even try and do the famed double dip and spend my Tuesday night watching Toledo at Ohio in a big MAC showdown. And then the main course on Saturday. I feel like, Tyler, you might be joining me for this game. Iowa State at Oklahoma for what could be deciding the Big 12 title this year.
You are correct. I will be joining you. And, hey, I'll go to some action with you on Tuesday night as well. Iowa State, it was difficult because I wanted to go to Oklahoma, Texas, but I think this Iowa State and Oklahoma game is going to be phenomenal. Both of these teams look like they're the real deal, probably a chance for one of them to at least clinch a spot in the Big 12 title game that will be a couple weeks later. So this one should be a really great one, and it's been great the last two times these few teams have played. So I had to get to Norman to see that one. Matt, where are you heading in Week 12?
I'm joining you guys.
I thought so.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, that's one of the best games of the entire year, in my book at least. Drew, you had a bunch of games listed. I had one. There was a bunch of really good games, but I wasn't going to list them because this was one of them that I literally started off with a list of like certain games and I was like, no matter what, I'm going to these games and I'll figure out everything else around it. That was one of them because those are the two top teams coming into the year in the Big 12. So I wanted to get there for that one.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great game. And that was, for me, I was holding on to Texas and Oklahoma for so long. And I finally said, you know what, why don't I just go and see Texas play somebody else and get to see, I think, what will be the best game in the Big 12 for a really big showdown with huge implications most likely at that time of the season. So it would be nice for us three to reconvene in Week 12 and see each other because I think we'll all might be in different spots for Week 13. So where are you heading for your Week 13 matchup? We'll go with Matt to lead this one off.
So week 13, you got Thanksgiving weekend type stuff going on. So I double dipped again just because this one was where you could easily go to a game on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then hit one up on Saturday. And I wanted to go to the Egg Bowl, so I'm going to Egg Bowl on Thursday.
100%.
Yeah, yep. Like that was one that, like, if I can see a guy fake pee on a field anytime, sign me up.
Every year something crazier happens.
Yeah,
it's the best game of the year.
It's nuts. So, sorry, family, not going to be there for Thanksgiving. I will be at the Egg Bowl in Starkville. So Ole Miss, Mississippi State on Thursday. And then Saturday, I haven't used either of these teams yet. Go to the Big House in Ann Arbor. The atmosphere is supposedly kind of a letdown compared to what it's built up to be. but it should be pretty electric when you consider that Ohio State's going to be in town. So Ohio State, Michigan, it's the rivalry. It's one that I haven't been to, wanted to be to at some point or another. Despise both fan bases, but I'll be there for it.
I like that pick a lot. Drew, where are you heading for week 13?
I'm definitely going to the Egg Bowl as well. That I think that's just like the perfect game to have on after you have Thanksgiving dinner, because you can just sit in front of the TV and watch the spectacle unfold, and it's always a spectacle. Either one team's getting blown out, or it's a super close game and some dude's peeing on the field and getting 15-yard penalties. It's just amazing. I don't even know if I would have it in me for a game on Saturday, but if I had to pick one, I think I might head to the Swamp, check out Florida State, Florida, and pretend it's like the mid-90s.
That would be a good game as well. I think I'm in agreement with you guys for that Thursday Ole Miss, Mississippi State Egg Bowl. I think when I was going through it originally, I forgot it was earlier in the week, so I was like, man, I don't know if I can get to that one, but I'm going to hit that with you guys on that Thursday, and then I haven't used either of these teams yet, so I'll be to Baton Rouge. Pray for my liver, A&M at LSU a couple days later to end what will be a phenomenal road trip. I think Baton Rouge is the perfect, you know, Starkville and Baton Rouge are two great places to round this thing out, and I think I'll be probably exhausted after that weekend and be going on a juice cleanse because I won't be able to put another drip of alcohol in my body.
Maybe that game will get to, what was it, 70? Like, they both teams scored in the 70s in 2018. I think it was like 72, 74 or something wild. So that was one that I was like, ooh, that is real good. But it just didn't fit with some of the other choices I had to make.
Yeah, that week 13 is tough. There's a lot of good games in that rivalry weekend for sure. But thankfully, some of them were spaced out that we could double dip and going through that. So that wraps it up for our road trip. We'll cut to.
Are either of you going to Army Navy?
I'd love to.
Week 15, Army Navy.
Yeah, 15. Perfect. We're heading to MetLife. All the three of us. Let's go.
I was gonna say we'll hit one of the conference championships. We'll allow ourselves to double dip depending on where we're at in that week 14, and then we'll head up to Army-Navy because that looks like a spectacle that I've always wanted to get to, and I think that would be a lot of fun for sure. But that wraps up the whole road trip for us. I think all of us had pretty good lists, guys. I must say it's always fun doing this, but to kind of recap it, what game was maybe your staple games? And we talked about it a little bit, and maybe you guys want to just recap what your process is, which games were must for you before we kind of end things here. We'll start off with Drew. Any certain games that were pillar games for you that you had to build off of, or what did you make of your process?
There weren't a whole lot of games that I had to see. There were a handful, though. Wisconsin-Notre Dame was one of them. Iowa State-Oklahoma was one of them. I really did want to see Cincinnati at Indiana. I think that's going to be a fun game between two up-and-coming teams who are trying to punch through the glass ceiling, either for the playoffs for Cincinnati and for the Big Ten East for Indiana. But other than that, I just kind of wanted to see good games and fun places, and sometimes you can't get both. So if that were the case, then I don't know. Sometimes I took a fun place over a good game.
I like that. I like that a lot. Matt, what about yourself? Anything that really anchored your schedule down, or what was your process?
I think there was like four games that were must-sees to me. But similar to Drew, when I didn't have a bunch of games that I was going to be able to pull from, like really good games in a week, I really leaned on wanting to go for the atmosphere and wanting to go somewhere that I haven't been. But I mean, that Georgia-Clemson game, the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game, Miami-North Carolina – and Iowa State, Oklahoma, those four games kind of like dictated the rest of my schedule because I looked at it where Iowa State and Oklahoma, that's Big 12, top two teams. Miami, North Carolina, those are your top two teams in the Coastal. You got Wisconsin, Notre Dame, that just doesn't normally happen, and that's one for huge implications for Wisconsin fans. And then Georgia, Clemson is, I mean, I don't need to talk about that one, but that was kind of my thought process, was I wanted those four games, and then I just figured the chips will fall from there, and I wanted to hit a couple different locations that I haven't been to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Georgia Clemson was a pillar for me. Iowa State, Oklahoma. Yeah, all three of us going to those. Those were the two games that all three of us were going to, right? So I think that kind of answers the question of which ones were really circled in that regard. It's just those are two great games, one to start the season, really, and one much later. But I think there, when you've got two games like that where you're building a schedule and you're burning really, you know, four top 10 teams, it's hard to move things around on that one. So I filled it in with the best games that I could, and there I think will be plenty of good atmospheres, but I think those two were the ones that I had, the one that I had circled, and then I wanted to make sure to have some good atmospheres, get to Baton Rouge, get to Happy Valley, get to get to Austin, Texas for one. So I'm pretty happy with the schedule. I think a lot of these games will shake out. And again, I just wish I was able to actually drop it all and go and road trip, because I think this would be a phenomenal season with college football. With last year, no fans, I think this year's going to be as rowdy as ever. So to get to some of these atmospheres would be a real treat for sure.
Yeah, right,
anything
sure.
else that we've got? Otherwise, we can wrap it up, guys. We'll have a post on buckysfifthquarter.com. So go ahead and let us know your list. Like I said, like we said at the top, it's a fun exercise. We'll take you a little bit of time, but once you get going, you won't be able to stop, because you'll be having fun and, you know, plugging and playing certain ideas in certain situations. So let us know what you think. Maybe we'll put up a poll. I think we did that last year. So go ahead and vote on who you think went through and had the best schedule. We'll put that up a little bit after the podcast, so you guys can listen to it and recap that way. So, guys, as always, thanks for joining. It was a lot of fun, and we'll see you on the road trip. All right, Badger fans, that wraps up another episode of the podcast. As always, on Wisconsin.